Blog Talk Radio.
You didn't know that God is moving on your behalf. We're so busy saying, Lord, I can't take this. You can take that and some more. You understand that you can take it? Because if you don't take it, you won't be able to make it on this journey. Glory to God. Amen. So from the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. And my topic to this morning is drive and go forward. And don't stop until the S-O-N rises. Look at your neighbor and say, drive and go forward. And don't stop until the S-O-N rises. My God, give the Lord a hand praise. See, right there, that was a praise break right there. Somebody should have broke out and just started running all over. Y'all will get that in a minute. 2 Kings 4 and 8 says, and it fell on a day that Elijah passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, a kind woman, a wise woman, a smart woman is what he's talking about. There was a great woman, and she constrained. I'm going to show you why she's smart, and I'm going to show you why she's wise and why she's kind. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it says that, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned on thither to eat bread. She asked them to come to dinner. Uh-huh. And every time he passed by, Elijah passed by, that is a wise woman, the Shunammite woman, she saw a man of God, number one. And she acted on what she saw. How many know that every action deserves a reaction and will receive a reaction? When you act on the things of God, God will react for you. Hello? Your prayer ain't been answered, you ain't reacting, you ain't acting. You got to act this thing. You got to move it. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. And so he turned hither to eat their bread. And verse 9 says, and she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, and he passes by continually. Mm-hmm. My God. Mm. And then she says, let us make a little chamber. Now, this is it right here. Huh? Some of us don't want to do nothing for the man and woman of God. I ain't doing nothing. No, I got to eat just like they eat. Huh? But this woman was wise and smart and kind. This made her a great woman. Because guess what? She said, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, or let us set him up in there, a bed, a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, that when he come this way, glory to God, he'll turn into it. In other words, he'll come here to rest. Let us make a house for him to rest in. This is a man of God. He passed this way all the time. Glory to God. Let us give him hospitality. Amen. She could have said, let us ask, he's a man of God. You know how some of us do. He's a man of God. Let us have him to lay hands on us.
That's right.
Let him come and pray in our house, because our house needs to be blessed. Mm-hmm. We need some. You know, living like hell in that house, and I always tell my son, pray in my house.
That's right.
Hello?
That's right.
He could have said, she could have said, call him on him because we need this and we need that, but she didn't. She said, let us build a chamber, a place for him to rest. This is a man of God. Let us bless the man of God. A great woman. Glory to God. This woman recognized a true man of God, and she wanted only to be a blessing to him. She didn't want him to bless her. He could have, and she know he could have, but she didn't ask for that. She didn't have no thought for herself. We so selfish and self-centered. She didn't have that kind of thought. She could get anything she want, but her thoughts was on the servant of God. I just want him to rest so that when he go on to his next journey, he won't be so tired. Hello.
Amen.
It's a hard work doing the will of the Father, D. Glory to God, the body needs rest. We're all human. So she thought about the man of God. I just want him to be able to be refreshed, and I want to be a part of taking care of the man of God.
Well,
how about that? I don't need no glory. I don't need nothing but just to be a part of being blessing to the woman of God, to the man of God. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Give me my part.
Uh-huh.
He had a genuine concern for his health and well. No, that he was a man of God. Verse 11 says, and it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and he lay there. Now, this is how the man of God moved.
Mm-hmm.
He went to this private place that she had set aside for him in her house. And the Bible says he lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant or his armor bearer, whoever's always with him, call this a Shunammite woman to me. And when he had called her, she stood before him. Verse 13, and he said unto him, now you ask her, or you say unto her, behold, you have been careful for us, for me and my servant, and all this care you've done for us, what can be done for you? Hello?
Right.
Would you like for me to speak to the king or to the captain of the army over here on your behalf? And this is what she said. I'm in the middle of my own people.
All right.
I need you to speak to king with my people. Hello?
Yeah.
Glory to God. She ain't asking for nothing. She could have said, yeah, talk to the king so he can set me up in high places. But I'm dwelling amongst my own people, and I'm good about that. I'm right here with the church of the living God, folk, and I'm fine with that. I don't need to be all up in there.
All right.
Hello. You don't have to boost me up and talk about how good I am. I don't need that. I'm fine just like I am. Glory to God. And so she began to dwell on what she said. Glory to God. But you got to know, glory to God, you have take a good care of the man of God. So you got to know that God wants to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference in doing something like God told Israel to bring it willingly with a glad heart. It's a difference in doing something for your neighbor, for somebody on the streets, or for your family, or for your leaders, and doing something without being forced and pumped and pride, but just doing it because you feel like, I just want to be a part of blessing that person. I'm not looking for a return. It's hard to get people that ain't looking for something back.
That's right.
Glory to God. Amen. It's just when they come to the altar, if they bring a $100 bill, they're going to hold it high enough, Sister Lana, so everybody in church know they dropped the $100 bill in the basket. Hold it out, pull it out deep, so when you see it, you'll know that's a $100 bill. That don't happen over here, though. But, you know, just in case. Glory to God. Amen. So, because she's selflessly, bless the man of God, she received a blessing from God. Listen at this. Verse 14, and he said, what is to be done for her? I got to find something to do for this lady. She is always blessing me. Glory to God, amen. Some of y'all, God is moving on y'all behalf, and you think it's your prayers because you're so good to the man or woman of God. God is moving on that because guess what? They land before their face before God all the time just for you. They want him to move for you. You're going through good things and bad things, and sometimes you're suffering, and God's still blessing, and you don't know why. You think, oh, the Lord is answering my prayer. The man and woman of God are crying out to God just for you. And God is moving on that behalf. Some of y'all, every time you empty your pocket out, God put more in there. And some of y'all, when you put it in there, it goes through your pocket, but that's another message in itself. So Gehazi answered, verily, she ain't got no children. He ain't said it like that. I'm just paraphrasing. She ain't got no children.
Yeah.
Old as she is. That's the one thing she don't have. Every woman wants a child. Is there anything too hard for God?
Amen.
Until Abraham.
That's right.
99 years old, 100 years old. Is there anything too hard for God?
Hello.
So in verse 15, he said to her, said to him, call her. Tell her to come in. And when he called her, she stood in the door. And he said, now about this time next year, according to the same time it is right now, and I'm paraphrasing here, you're going to hold a child in your arms.
Yeah.
And she just looked, no, Lord, don't play with me. You know how bad I don't even go there. Don't play with me like that. He just continued. Verse 17 says, the woman conceived. After she said, don't play with me. You know how bad I want a child. She still conceived. Man of God didn't bat his eyes. He done spoke it and that's it.
Amen.
Huh? And so she bare a son in that season that Elijah had said unto her, according to the same time that Elijah said she's going to have that son. And when the child was grown, guess what? Now she had this child and she raised him up. He'd grown a little bit. And while he was grown, it fell on a day that he went out into the reapers while his father was out in the field reaping.
glory to God, and he got sick, the Bible says. And he went out in verse 19, and he said to his father, my head, daddy, I have a headache, a bad headache. My head is hurting. My head, and he said unto the lad, another lad, he said, carry him, get him and carry him to his mother. Glory to God. Y'all know how it is, glory to God, when you get feeling bad, daddy, all right, but I got to get to mama. I mean, maybe some of y'all wouldn't like that, amen, but I was in Pompano, and I'm feeling bad, amen. I tell Bishop, I come in and go to the lottery. I get in my mom, what you doing in my bed? I just feel better. Hello? So he said, carry the child to his mother. In verse 20 said, and when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on his knees, on her knees until noontime, and then he died. Wow. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. I never even asked God for a child, and I got the child, and now he did. Didn't even have a long time with him. Now he did. But let me tell you how God moves. When you really are connected. This woman was so connected. And I'm not talking to God. She was connected to her faith. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And not faith in the man of God, but his ability to be used by the living God. That's what you got to look at. Some of us, we put our faith in man or woman. Mm-hmm. Huh? Well, ain't nothing happened. I ain't feel nothing. So I don't believe God don't move. And so therefore, you just blew what you had. Hello, it's by your faith be it unto you. The man or woman of God is used by God to bring it to you. It's up to you to receive it. It'll come to you, but it ain't going to jump in you. You got to receive it. You got to invite it in. Hello, somebody. And by your faith, you receive it. So given, now this, given once and taken away, Job said this when it happened to him. He said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this woman didn't stop. She didn't change words. She knew what she had to do. Verse 21 says she went up and she took the child and she laid him on the bed of the man of God.
All right.
Hello. Glory to God. And she laid him there and then she closed the door. She was on a mission.
Amen.
When you want something from God, you got to be determined and you got to be on a mission.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, drive and go forth.
Drive and go forth.
And don't stop until the S-O-N rise. See, and she still was holding on to her faith and God's abilities. In verse 22, she called unto her husband and she said, send me, I pray thee, one young man, one of the young men, and a mule. Huh? In other words, let me hold the car keys.
Yeah.
Can I borrow the car for about 10 minutes, an hour or so?
Yeah.
I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hello. And so she said that I might run to the man of God and I'll be back. But I'm on a mission. She could have said, he's dead, honey. He died. Our only son is dead. But she didn't. She said, send me a man, a young man, and a mule. I'm on a mission.
Hello.
And he tell him his son was dead. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Some things you can't tell people that don't have no faith. Mm-hmm. If you're going to believe God, you better hold on to your faith and keep it to yourself and stand on the word of God. See, some of us, we like to talk too much and tell everybody everything. Get all on Facebook. Pray with me. And half the people on Facebook don't even like you.
All right.
That's another subject. Glory to God. Amen. So the woman of God, glory to God, told her husband, glory to God, she said, that I may run to the man of God and I'll be back. And so verse 23, and he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. They have a certain time that they go to the prophet. But when you're on a mission,
mm-hmm.
huh? We were singing that song in Sunday school this morning. Time is winding up. Hello. When you're on a mission, ain't no time. Get me to the man of God.
Yeah.
Get me to the woman of God. Hallelujah. I know God moves in their life.
Amen.
Glory to God. I need to be there because I got a charge. Hello, somebody. I need to speak to God. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. So in that day, no one could go to the man of God until certain times or certain seasons. So you didn't just walk in front of him, glory to God. There was always protocol. And so God would send him to you if he needed to speak to you or whatever the case may be. Or you could send for him if God told you and he'll come, but you didn't just walk up in his face. But in verse 24, then she saddled the mule and she said to her servant, drive and go forward, slight not, don't stop for me unless I bid you. I don't care if it looks like I'm falling off the buggy. Keep going. Hold on. Don't you stop. You ride and ride and ride till you get to the man of God. Unless I tell you to stop, don't you stop.
Amen.
Don't care what I may be on a bumpy road, but I'm going to hold on. You keep riding.
Yeah.
Hello.
Lord.
If I fall off, you keep riding.
Yeah.
You get to the man of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He said, don't you slide until I tell you. Glory to God. So some, the same determination that Shunammite, now listen to us, the same determination that this Shunammite mother had, glory to God, any other mother, when it comes to my child, I know I got a lot of mothers in here that attest to that. God expects, glory to God, that all of his children, glory to God, for the things of God, would have that same determination. She was not going to let go of the gift of God. God gave her this gift. Hello. And she wasn't going to let go of it. Her faith was dependent upon the power of God and his ability to work through this man of God. Her faith wasn't in the man, but it was in the ability of God. And if I get to the man of God and he talked to God, I know God is going to do exactly what he asked God to do.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. He had done it before when he spoke into her womb. And God will do it again. She had no doubt. She didn't look back. She kept looking ahead. She could have been looking back at her husband to see if he was coming or see if he was looking. She didn't look. She said, go forward. Her command for the driver was to go forth and don't stop until we get to the man of God. I don't care whatever it takes. Once we was in the over in Alligator, going up Alligator Alley, I guess 27th on our way to a revival, tent revival, and we know how alligators cross the road in this Alligator Alley. I think it was 27 was so narrow. Bishop told the driver, say, I don't care if you see an alligator cross the street, don't you go to the left or to the right. Run over him. Keep it going. Keep it moving. Hello, somebody. There wasn't nothing on the side of the road. I don't care. So you got to, I don't care what's going on around you. You got to keep going forward.
All right.
Glory to God. Stop getting sidetracked by the devil. He send them little imps out there to sidetrack you. Stop messing with your husband and wife and cause y'all to fight over little stupid stuff. You ought to look at that stuff and bust out laughing. Hello. You want to confuse it? Just bust out laughing in the middle of a big fight. Hello. But just bust out laughing right in the middle of that argument. Now you got that brother so confused that he don't know what to do because he said, well, I thought they was going to kill each other. Now it happened. Something wrong.
Amen.
Hello. Glory to God. Amen. Don't stop until you, whatever it takes for you to get the hand of God to move. Glory to God. People say, well, it don't take all of that. You know, you can just go hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That might work for you. It ain't going to work for me. I got to call on until it hurt.
Jesus.
Huh? The Bible said, cry loud and spare not. Loud means, hallelujah!
Yeah.
Isn't that loud?
Yeah.
Glory to God! Yeah. Hallelujah. So you got to have that same determination. So verse 25. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi, his servant, look, or behold, yonder comes the Shunammite. Run, he said, not walk. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask her, is it well with thee? Is everything all right? That's what he's saying. Is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is everything all right with your husband? Is it well with your child? Is everything all right with your child? And she answered, it is well. Huh? Sometimes on the journey of faith, folk are knowing things ain't right with you. How they'll look at you and they know things ain't right and they ask you, is it okay? Is everything all right? And you say, yeah, everything all right. Then the man of God come to you, the woman of God come to you and say, are you well? Is everything all right? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. She couldn't stop. When he asked her, was everything all right? I imagine in my mind she kept running. Everything good. Because you ain't the person I need to talk to.
That's right.
Huh? Yeah. Deacon Smith asked you, is everything all right? Yes, he's everything all right. I need to see the bishop. Hello?
Amen.
It's all right, Steve, but I got to see the bishop. You ain't the man I need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to that one, glory to God, that's over the flock, the one that God speaks to concerning the flock. I need to talk to the apostle, the one that God said in the midst of the flock, to bless the flock. I need a word from God, but everything is well.
Amen.
Deacon.
Hello,
because he was not the one that needed to move. He was the one that spoke. She needed to get to the one that spoke into the womb. She needed to get to the one that God uses, the real prophet of God. Hello, somebody. The one that was able to move the hand of God. So she began to tell him, it's well.
Yeah.
Glory to God. In verse 27, and when she came to the man of God on the hill, she fell at his feet, caught him by the feet. Glory to God. And the Bible says, glory to God, it's kind of like you can picture Jacob holding onto the knee of the angel of God when he was wrestling with him at Bethel. So Jehazi came near, amen, to thrust her away or to move her out the way. But the man of God said, let her alone.
Yeah.
Something wrong. Her soul is heavy. And God didn't tell me what it is. How many know God will tell you everything, the man of God, everything?
Amen.
Sometimes, glory to God, he wants you to come and tell them what you need. People will come to you and say, you ask them for prayer, they come in the prayer line and they stand up, just pray no. Because when I pray, God moves. So when I pray and ask God to bring you in line, you may have to go through something. You tell me exactly what you need from the Lord. He didn't tell me what you need. Hello?
Amen.
I am not the Christ, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Hello? So when you go for prayer, state your case. So she got to the man of God. Glory to God. And the man of God said, let her alone. When Jehazi tried to put her away, God didn't tell me what's wrong with her, but she's heavy. Something's going on. Verse 28, then she said to him, did I ask you for a sign? Paraphrase. Didn't I say to you, don't deceive me? Did I ask you to give me a child? Didn't I tell you to quit playing with me because you know how bad I want a child?
Yeah,
hello, did I ask you? You came to me with this.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And then he said to Gehazi, gird up your loins. She didn't tell him what had happened. He already knew. God put it in his spirit. Child was gone.
Yeah.
He said, get ready. Told him to take my staff now. I'm going to send my staff. I'm going to send Deke. Take Deke. Hello, somebody. Deke, take my rags and go on up ahead. Glory to God. He said, if you meet somebody on the way, don't stop. If they say hi to you, don't you even say hi back. Keep on going until you look on the face of that child. Lay my staff on its face. Lay my rag on its face. Glory to God. He said, don't talk to nobody. Drive and go forth. Glory to God. Verse 30. Glory to God, the servant went on, but in verse 30, the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth,
amen,
and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I ain't going nowhere. Send Deke ahead, send the prayer team ahead, send your intercessory prayer warriors ahead, but I'm not going, man of God, I'm not going to leave here until you come with me. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Do through you. I ain't moving. Glory to God. Amen. You brought this blessing to me. Glory to God. If the Lord take it away, then you the man to go to him and talk to him. So I ain't leaving. Glory to God. And the Bible says, glory to God, he rose up. He said, I will. Glory to God. He rose up and he followed her. He knew what time it was. Glory to God. I don't want a substitute. When you need to get to God, you don't need a substitute. He said, I want you, glory to God. I want the man of God that God sent to me, the man that I set up residence in my house, the man, glory to God, that I have taken care of, glory to God, the man of God that I have given honor to, glory to God, the man of God that spoke into my womb, and God blessed me. That's the man of God. I don't want a substitute. Glory, I want the real servant of God. Hallelujah. One that's able to lay. The intercessory prayer team is good, and I thank God for them, but I want the man or woman of God that sets over me.
Yeah.
The one that can get a prayer through to the living God.
Yeah.
That's who I want to lay hands on my. That's who I want to go with me. That's who I want to pray in my house. That's who I want to bless and pray over my finances. That's who I want, glory to God, to minister to my needs.
Amen.
Glory to God, amen. We're so busy running around with this one and that one. We got 1,000 prayer lines going on. We got 1,000 intercessors going on. Glory to God, hallelujah. There ain't nobody breaking forth to heaven. Glory, things going buck wild and nobody breaking forth.
That's right.
We spend time on the prayer line prophesying to one another.
Come on now.
Prayer is supposed to be prayer.
That's right.
Hello, people, crying out to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wasting words. And Gehazi passed on, or he went ahead of them,
mm-hmm.
and he laid the staff upon the face of the child.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing. Neither voice nor hearing. Ain't nothing happened. So wherefore he went again to meet him. And he told him, saying, the child did not wake up. He's not awakened.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Verse 32. And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead. And it was laying on his bed. Hello.
Hello.
Glory to God. Amen. Can you imagine? I saw the faith of the woman of God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He couldn't help be moved by that because when he walked in, she had laid the child on the bed that he laid upon.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. That was her faith, that if I could just get him to the bed of the man of God,
yeah.
that I can get him and sit him in the chair that the man of God or woman of God sits in.
Yeah.
I know that the anointing follows them, and I know, glory to God, that God is with them. If I could just get him somewhere close
yeah.
to the man of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 33 says he went in there. Therefore, and he shut the door upon them twain, and he prayed unto the Lord. Glory to God. Just the two of them. In other words, he told Gehazi and the woman, glory to God, nobody, the dad and none of them come in. It was just him and the boy, the dead body. Glory to God. Sometimes, glory to God, it ain't being in the midst of a crowd thinking that, oh, the Lord is blessing me because all these people around. You need to get to the pastor, the bishop, the apostle, the woman, a man of God by yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you need to ask him to pray and believe God. Glory to God. You need to keep that within you and them. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you put other people in, they go, oh, that's a terrible thing. I heard somebody died with that. Everybody got an example, a negative example. I hope so. I hope so. You ain't hoping me by hoping. I hope so. I sure hope he moves. The child of God don't talk like that. I know my God is. I know that my Redeemer lives. Hello. I know that my God will move. Without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah, I know, glory to God. We're going to have to learn to stand on the promises of God. We stop looking at what's around us. Stop looking at the circumstance and the situation. You may be in the midst of your husband cussing you out for every word he could think of. And in the midst of it, you could be saying, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that God will deliver, glory to God. After a while, won't nothing be coming out of that mouth. Hello?
Yeah.
We got to learn to trust God and believe him for what he is. See, it's so easy to believe God for somebody else. I can get y'all to come and stand up here and pray for me, and y'all believe God for everything. But when it comes to yourself,
my Lord. That's right.
34, he said, and he went up and he lay upon the child, and he put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm.
My Lord.
Coming up. Indeed, he returned and he walked around to and fro in the house, and the Bible don't think around. He was just walking, he was ministering, then talking to God.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello.
Praising and glorifying God.
Yes, yes.
Waiting to hear from God. He wasn't just walking and just, you know, sometimes we idly walk. He wasn't doing no idle walking. He was prayer walking. And he went through the house to and fro, and then he went up and he stretched himself upon the child again. And the Bible said the child sneezed 7 times.
Yeah.
7 is God's number for perfection and completeness.
Yeah.
He was healed. He
yeah.
opened his eyes after the 7th sneeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
7 times, the Bible said.
Right.
And the child opened his eyes. Then he called Gehazi, and he told him, say, call the Shunammite woman. Glory to God. So he called her, and when she was come in to him, he said, take, he said to her, take up your son. Come get your son.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And then she fell at his feet and she bowed herself to the ground. Glory to God. And she took up her son. Glory to God. So he set him before him, and then she set food before him, and he ate according to the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
She was so blessed by the man of God. Hallelujah. Drive and go forth. Glory to God. Don't stop until the sunrise. I don't know, glory to God, what your problem is, glory to God, or what your situation is. I don't know where you're standing today in God. I don't know what the enemy has placed before you, but I'm here to tell you to drive and go forth. Don't you stop, glory to God, till you get in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. If it takes going before a man or woman of God, do that. But if it takes going to the altar, if you don't want to go to the altar no more. People don't want to lay on the altar no more.
Yeah,
glory to God, if you got to lay on the altar 2 or 3 days, glory to God. Whatever you got to do, if you got to go in your closet and shut your door for a week, glory to God. Turn your plate down for a week. What if it takes for you to get into the presence of God, you need to learn to get into the presence of God. Try and go forward. Don't you stop until the S-O-N rise. My God in heaven. What I mean by that is that we just went through the Easter season.
Yes, yes.
And he went down into the grave.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible tells me that he was there for 3 days. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
3 nights.
Yes.
But on the third day it says he rose.
Yes.
With all power in his hand.
Yes.
But all you got to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior.
Yes, yes.
All you got to do is believe the report of the Lord.
Yes.
And when the you believe the report of the Lord. He said, I'm going away to my Father. That where I go, you may be also. Glory to God. He said, but I'm not going to leave you without comfort. And the same spirit that raised him up from the dead, that very same spirit, he said, is going to be in me. And I'm going to leave it here to be imparted into you.
Yeah.
and go forth.
Yes.
Don't stop.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Until the hand go in
right. My Lord, my Lord.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Don't stop praying.
Yes.
Don't stop praising him.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Don't stop glorifying him. Amen. Because God himself is in control. God himself is in charge. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know.